Blog Talk Radio.
Unbothered, impermeable, I'm the people's champ, Obama, and you don't understand, Melania. Permeable, unbothered, sick, allergic to the con artist, fake woke, an imposter, only real ones up in my roster, like Junior C, that's my roster, you know, I just been bossed up, I've been high, my shit been bossed up, I've been high, my shit been bossed up.
That's how we're going to start the show every time. That's how
sound
we're going
like
to start
American
the show.
Sound like American Horror Story to me.
That was
sound to me like American Horror Story.
That's what we live in. That's what we live in. So that's how we're going to start as long as this is going on.
Oh, yeah? Well, let me tell you, we've been...
only going to be going on, hopefully, for one more week.
Well,
listen,
that's been our theme for 400 years.
Listen,
that's been our theme for 400 years.
Yeah, but we knew, but they didn't know.
That's right. Wake up. Wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
There we go.
Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes have a song say, wake up, everybody. No more sleeping in bed.
That's
time
right.
for forward thinking. That's it. Now we're here. Last time we were together,
well,
we was playing Beyonce.
Right.
Now we're playing American Horror Story. Wow, what a difference a week makes.
For real. That was, I mean, I didn't even know what was going on. Because, you know, I was doing a, I had turned the news off. I had gotten rid of my social media, everything. While I was doing my 30-day detox of food, I was also detoxing from media. And mommy told me, you got to turn on the TV. And I turned it on, and it looked like American Horror Story. It looked like a, there isn't a, did you see American Horror Story Cult, Daddy?
Yes.
It was about Donald Trump. Do you remember the first episode when he got elected? And then the world went crazy. It literally looked like episode one of American Horror Story Cult. It was crazy.
That's amazing.
Like,
that's amazing.
It was crazy.
It's amazing.
If anybody hasn't seen that. Yeah, if anybody hasn't seen that, it is scarily, I don't know if that's the word. It is frighteningly aligned with what is going on. I mean, what's been going on for 4 years, but what has been going on for the last couple of days. This episode was supposed to be completely different. We were just supposed to be introducing the new year, seeing how everybody was doing, and then the world has officially, like, it's been crazy, but, like, everybody took their mask off. Like crazy. It looks like a purge.
Right. No pun intended.
Right. Oh man.
You know,
well, how are you guys doing? Go ahead, Daddy.
No, Candace, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. I got no complaints.
There we go. There we go.
Enjoying life. Well, minding my business. Cause this ain't our fight. Stand back and stand down. That's what I said. And we ain't got a dog in this fight.
There we go.
Right. Mind the business. Just mind your business. Yeah.
And get yourself together. Keep
right.
your eye. Keep
New
your eye
year?
On it.
Yeah, but.
But do what
yeah,
you got to do.
We don't know how to mind our business.
You always got to
know how to mind our business.
Yeah. Well,
every time there's a fight,
2021,
front and center, like, we don't fight. We don't fight for everybody. And
mm-hmm.
nobody's going to fight for us.
Mm-mm.
No,
well,
but
you know,
people were smart. People were smart. They minded their business. This is not our fight. This is not what we. And guess what? All of them people, they rounded them all up. They making sure they on that no-fly zone, no-fly list.
They ain't going nowhere unless they want to drive. Good luck with that.
But two of those Proud Boys have black wives and black children.
Yep,
two,
and
two,
one
I'm
of them
sure
was on.
More,
you
saw
the divorce court I sent you.
That's the main one
that's on divorce
that?
Court. I think
I
you did.
That? Oh my
it's the
God.
Main
oh
one
my
with the well-melanated sister, who's his wife, and you know they were on it talking about they want to get a divorce. She doesn't want to be
oh
with him
God.
Anymore. Yep.
Oh
mm-hmm.
my God. Well,
mm-hmm.
well.
Yep.
Ma'am.
Yep. That's how it goes, though. And I sent you another video, and they were discussing like how these extremists enjoy being with what they consider somebody that they hate.
That's really disturbing.
But that's their fantasy.
That's
the way their mind functions.
Yeah,
they're
living out these fantasies.
That's it, because they want to be them. They love to hate us.
It's a fetish.
And they hate to love us.
It's fetish.
That is it. Because they're mentally disturbed.
That's crazy.
Just
but
the way
know,
it is.
But
you always
can still put black people in jail. I saw that.
But
you always have to
look at that. The people that are the extremists, the people that have so much to say negatively about one thing or another, they really probably want to be that thing that they're feeling so ashamed or upset about. Because nothing
yeah,
should
but what
bother
about the
you
women?
Unless it's close to you.
But what about the, like, how do the women feel? Do they care that these people
they
are,
feel,
are
no, they
racist,
don't,
like...
They feel like they deserve that. They feel like they need to be... Look at that. What's her name? The one that was in all of the
cats.
Half yeah,
Doja.
Half white and half
Doja
black,
Cat.
And she
like
prefers to be called the N word.
I liked her music until that happened. But you know what? It didn't stop her.
But she's everywhere. She's
at all. She's
because
the
look at the people
song.
That are.
She has the number one single with Saweetie.
Oh
that's
wait,
what
I'm
saying.
This?
That's right.
Who is this?
Listen. How you know the winning man?
You got a special guest. And she said, she knew how to
know
everything. She said, Saweetie.
Nice weenie. She said, Saweetie. She knows
Saweetie.
How you know Quavo's girlfriend?
I know everything.
Quavo's girlfriend.
they got, I know everything.
She's a
oh,
rich
my
girl.
Goodness.
She performed for New Year's Eve. She performed.
Yeah, I had to turn it off.
Like,
I don't support.
Like,
I don't.
Like,
support
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't
like, it doesn't even matter. But it doesn't even matter. Like, it doesn't even matter anymore. Like, nobody cares.
Her new album, on the name of Saweetie's new album, though. Something.
What
bitch.
Is it?
Her song is funny.
Something.
Her
bitch.
New single is funny. Well, okay.
I was listening to her album.
You teach people how
today.
To treat you. You got to teach people how to treat you. And you have to understand
yeah,
that
but...
there are people out there that will profit off of this, but there's no amount of money in the world pay for your integrity and your couth and your respect for yourself when you look in the mirror.
Nicki Minaj said they don't know how to spell couth. Nobody knows how to spell it. They know how to spell it.
Integrity.
But it's true, though.
Integrity. You can become a prostitute. You could go on OnlyFans and make so much money, but that money will never buy you your self-esteem that you need. It will never buy you that respect
that you're
never going to be able to get because somebody can just look up your name and that's what's going to come out.
I'll knock these people's hustle. And listen, if that's what they like to do, If they enjoy being on OnlyFans and that's how they make their money, I don't judge them. Just because I'm not going to do it, I ain't judging nobody's hustle. I'm knocking nobody's hustle. That's what you do?
No, it's not knocking the hustle, but it's also we have to recognize the leaders and the influences that we need to follow. People, you know,
you
when we were growing
anybody.
Up, we saw – no. I'm saying, like, when we grew up, we saw education. Education was not even a second of thought. Like, you're going to school, you're going to college, and, you know, college is even more not – it's not necessarily about, like, book smart. It's more so about that socialization. It's about that ability to – you know, still be a young adult, but live out and not be underneath, you know, be in your, if you choose a dorm, in your underneath your parents, you'll have other people your age there. Like, there's so many perks that come out of it, and just being introduced to the world and not, like, understanding that it's not so scary, you know, but people are less willing to go to college because guess what? You go to college, you get a degree, you're not making as much money as you can if you're on Instagram as a model, not getting an education, just getting your body done at such a young age.
Right.
And
nobody,
you know,
what it is
people,
now.
It's not about getting an education. It's not about bettering yourself. It's about having that 15 seconds of fame, blowing your money, and then looking to the government for those that have worked so hard in order for you to get your $600 check.
But you know what they're not talking about or they're not listening to? A lot of these girls that talk about these things have an education. A lot
yeah,
of these girls go to college just because they go and get – but they're not talking about that. The only one that I know that is out front and center talking about getting an education is Megan Thee Stallion. I mean, other ones too, but she – like, she made sure that she recorded herself studying for her finals. Because you can shake your whatever, and you can get this done and work this and do this, but if that's what you want to do, you have the right to get an education. And you know what? There are situations where women are taking, even if they may not be doing it in the way that we like it. Like, I have been listening to Jasmine Sullivan's album, and it's called Hotel. Don't judge me. But it's H-E-A-U-X, something like that. And a lot of the things that people are talking about, it's about taking, like, a lot of women are doing things. Like Lori Harvey is now in a relationship with Michael B. Jordan, who was voted the sexiest man alive last year. Who is it, by Time or People? Something like that. And she got him. And a lot of people have an issue with her doing that. But if that's what she wants to do, and she's not putting herself in harm's way, and she's enjoying. There's a guy that did a Instagram thing about her, and he's like, she's not a hoe, she's taking applicants, something like that. But there's a lot of women, and my comment on what he said, I'm like, there's women out here with six baby daddies judging Lori Harvey for doing what she did. Lori Harvey has no kids. I mean, there's nothing wrong with having kids, but like, there's people that their house is made of glass, but they're throwing stones. If that's what you want to do, people are going to do it anyway. But women have the right to own what they do and not be judged for it. Because if a man, like Future, will never lose a dollar for being a hoe, ever. He can have 75 baby mamas, and he will never, ever lose any type of respect from anybody. But Lori Harvey, they listed like five people. Five is not even that much. But because she, and I think that the issue they had is that she dated Diddy and the son. I think if she hadn't done that, people wouldn't have had as much of an issue, or allegedly dated both of them. I think if she wouldn't have done that, people wouldn't have had that much of an issue. But she's living her best life. If you follow her on Instagram, and I'm not saying that this is actually real, but she goes on vacation, of course, because her father is Steve Harvey. But I don't have an issue with women acknowledging who they are and living in who they are. But the important thing is that we have to teach our children to be themselves and not follow. Like, you shouldn't aspire to be Lori Harvey. You shouldn't aspire to be Doja Cat or Saweetie. Like, these are not people that you should aspire. You should aspire to be the best yourself. Like, you should aspire to be the best Candace, me, best Sasha. Like, we have to be the best people that we are. But we really have to, like, let people be who they are And I don't have a problem with Lori Harvey dating a guy every year because I'm not Lori Harvey. Like, I'm not her. I may not be able to do it, but I don't want to say that she's wrong for doing it because if that's what she wants to do. She'll figure out eventually whether or not that's something that she should have been doing. But we have to be good role models for our family and our kids and the people that are in our life. And dating a lot of people doesn't make you a bad person. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I'm not that type of person. I'm like one person and I'm good. But there's some people that they enjoy dating a lot of people. Like, but women can't do it, but men can. And a lot of women nowadays are taking it upon themselves to do what they want to do and not care if people judge them. And I have respect for that. Even if it may not be the best thing in my opinion, I have respect for women taking their power and being who they want to be. And I'm not talking about people that are looking at other people and being other people. I'm talking about people that are being themselves and acknowledging it and not letting somebody else judge, you know, somebody else dictate who they are. And that's just my opinion.
One of the things that I've learned, it's something that was in the Malcolm X film. And these are the choices that people have to make. I remember the Jersey Shore, that show. And I remember, what was her name? Snooki. Yeah.
The little
Snooki,
one?
Right. Yes. Okay. And she came known for her antics on the show. Everything from her promiscuous activities to doing somersaults and showing her undergarments and the way she conducted herself. And then I think this was the way it happened. She got married. I think she had a child. She wanted to be known as Nicole. But her reputation that she had built, why people turned on to the Jersey Shore to see Snooki. They didn't want to see Nicole.
That's true. It's true.
And the one thing that I've learned is something that came in the Malcolm X movie, West Indian Archie told Malcolm. He said, the only thing I have is my reputation. We're all born with the ability in our life.
That's true.
If you do things that will patch your reputation, you can't get it back. Even if you do the greatest thing.
That is true. Yep.
Your reputation still is going to be what it is. Now, the other side of it is everyone has every right, as long as they don't hurt other people, to do
mm-hmm.
what they believe in their life they want to do. But
right.
when you do that, you have to accept. My mother used to
yep.
always say, you must have the strength of your convictions. You have to stand in the wind that's blowing in your face and say, I did what I did. I'm not sorry
right.
I did it. I may apologize if
right.
I hurt somebody in doing it. I didn't mean to hurt you, but I did it anyway. And as
right.
I look back, if I were to do it again, I would do the same thing.
Yep.
The key is in life.
Don't get judged.
The thing is, you can't complain that
right.
No,
right.
nobody want to accept you because you knew what it was when you did it.
Yep.
And that's
mm-hmm.
one of the things that we're looking at here. In everything that we're going through, when you talked about American Horror Story and the segment on the cult, what we saw happen over these past years, none of us should be surprised at the end result. We've
right.
been talking about this now for 4 years. We've
yep.
been watching this for 4 years. We're New Yorkers. I'm in my age range. I remember Donald Trump. I remember Donald Trump going to the clubs. I remember his antics. I remember his disregard and disrespect. I remember the brothers, the hip hop community.
Exactly.
That made sense.
Exactly.
But what they were doing was they, in the metaphor, were describing exactly what he did. And I think it's important that we all look back and understand, look, don't be surprised at this. Understand.
Exactly.
This is what's been coming. Now, everybody's coming out and everybody's running around and everybody's doing, but you knew this when this was going on. And I find what I see happening amongst certain people. And again, you know, when we talk like this, I don't want to name names and things like that. But I'm speaking about the people who have supported him and guided him and protected him for their own personal mm-hmm. selfish reasons. And now all of a sudden that the ship is sinking, all the rats are scattering.
Yep.
This is what we're looking at now. Now you got people talking about, I'll vote to impeach. I'll vote. But you didn't vote to impeach him before he could have done the damage that he did.
Yep.
This is hypocrisy that we're dealing with now. And I think that's the basis for what we're talking about here. Whether or not, be it Megan Thee Stallion, Saweetie, or whoever it is, it is a fact that women are judged much harsher than men. Women can do, you know, in fact, I remember, you know, even a conversation in my own house. My parents, my sister and I, where I had come of age where I was going out doing, you know, doing certain things and having fun, going to parties and, you know, doing things. And I remember my sister tried to do it. Now, my sister is 6 years older than me.
Yeah.
And so, you know, my father said, sweetheart, you can't do that. And my sister said, but Skip does it. And my father looked at me and looked at everybody else and said, but he's a man.
But is that okay? Women aren't accepting that anymore.
That's right. And it's absolutely correct. But there is also another concept that has to be understood. You have every woman and man has a right. You can go out in the street and dress however you please. You have every right to do that. And the fact is that when you do that, you also have to understand the repercussion. It's like wrapping a stake around your neck and going out in a pack of wolves.
Right.
You have every right to wrap that stake around your neck. You bought it. It's yours. You have every right to do that. But you also have to understand the ramifications of what will happen when you do it.
Yeah.
I understand the right that you have to do it. You have that right. I would fight for your right to do that. But I also understand that there are people that, because of the nature of the feminine energy, traction of the feminine energy, that you are going to dress a certain way, which you have every right to do. But then the question becomes, what happens if you happen to walk in the wrong pack of wolves?
Right.
So there's something that's preventative that I'm talking about. It's not about your right. You have that right. And
that's
there's
true.
No doubt that the right is yours to do whatever you want to do. But there are people that you might put yourself in harm's way.
Yep.
If you do it under conditions that are not in the best interest of yours.
That's
so
true.
And as a male, there are things that men do. And this is the conversation that we as an advanced or progressive society have to have. I come from a concept that I grew up in a home where men and women were equal. There was nothing that my mother could not and did not do. Anybody, white men included, to stop her. You know, back in the day, there was a thing that men used to do to women at the workforce. They used to snap the back of their bras. And because of the metal, because of the metal in it. Now, I'm talking about people that you're working in a corporation, and they're doing this. So this is not like you on the block with black folk and it's black folk doing this. This is other cultures doing this, predominantly of European descent. And this is what they did to women, women of European descent, because at this time, sisters were not necessarily working in these places. They did it to sisters too. And one time, there was a man that did it to my mother. And my mother,
he lost all his fingers.
Because I was, well, she told him. She told him, you must not like those fingers of yours. She said, because if you ever do that to me again, I'll break your hand. And she was talking to a white man. Now, the reason why I'm telling you this story is just to talk about what women have gone through. You know, when you go back to the early, late 1800s and 1900s, women were not allowed. If you were on the street after dark, they would take you to the police precinct. And only a man could come get you. Only a man could bring
That's
you
crazy.
Back home. This is real here. I'm talking about New York, as well as other parts of the country. I remember when my aunt was arrested in the Amsterdam projects for wearing shorts. Because in Boston, you could wear shorts. Sure. They didn't have a law. In New York, they had a law. It was like 2 or 3 inches above your knee. You could not wear shorts. You could not work in the workforce if you were married. You had to be single.
Wow.
What women have gone through. And this is why I'm so surprised that women of European descent that support Trump. Because he is everything that every woman of European descent should detest.
But that's all they know.
Well, that's what they said. They said, my husband talk like him. Well, if your husband talk like him and you still with him, no wonder you support him. But it's all part of the abusive mentality. Your reputation is sacred. Imagine. When you all used to be in the car with me and I would put on, like, let's say, the oldies. Well, we call them oldies but goodies of my time, Four Tops, Motown sound. And, you know, you're listening, if anything's wrong with my baby, something wrong with me. And, you know, you are my world. And, you know, this is what the brothers used to speak to the women back in my time. Now listen to what the men are saying to women in the music. And in 40 years, you're going to be in your car, and your grandchildren and great-grandchildren are going to be in the back seat. And a song going to come on calling each other. It's going to be this generation's oldie but goodie.
Yep.
And your grandchild going to say, Grandpa, is Grandma a bitch? Is she a hoe?
Oh, God.
Because the
That's
image,
crazy.
When you listen to the songs, your mother and I together, you're listening to the songs that we grew up with. It's the image. It's the reputation that you are creating for the future. And you're not going to change that. All you are born with is the capacity to build your reputation. And once you sell it, you cannot buy it back. It's there.
But I think that's why women are talking the way that they are, because they know how people... Like, they're trying in every possible way to hold on to who they are, because other people are telling them who they are.
That's right. Self-determination, Kujichagulia. It's important that you understand this, because when you mature, things change. Things change when you look at Brother Jay-Z, when he had his daughter.
Yep.
All of a sudden now.
That's when they changed.
Yeah, but you know something? The two saddest words in the English language? Too late.
Right.
Too late. It's too late. Because that young
That's
lady
true.
Is what you're saying about women.
That's true.
She also assumes that, well, you married mommy, so that's how you must feel about her. And is that how mommy feels about herself?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep.
All you have. When you lose
it's such
it,
a battle, though.
You cannot get it.
It's such a battle.
It is. And absolutely, and I understand. I understand exactly what's going on. I understand what it's like to have to feed your family, feed yourself, build a reputation. And when they catch you at a certain point in your life, at a certain age, with a certain mentality, you don't see what the future holds. Yet you have to mature to that point to understand. That's why they say that youth is wasted on the young. I don't think it's wasted. But what I do think is I wish if I could put in young people's heads what I'm thinking, what I've experienced over these years, my failures as well as my successes. In fact, my failures more than my successes, because some of the greatest lessons I ever learned in those things that I did not succeed the way I wanted to, because winners don't lose.
Yeah.
They either win or they learn.
Mm-hmm.
Remember what I used to always
That's
ask y'all
so
when you would go through something? No matter how horrible it was, what did you learn?
What did you learn?
And I would ask you to express it to me in many different ways, not just a response, like one response. Well, but what else did you learn? And what else did you learn? And that's the strength that we have to come to our people with in these times that we're living. Times were always coming, family. You know, when I used to bring you to my presentations and you'd sit off to the side and do your thing and help me sell my video cassettes and listen to what I say, I told people this day was coming. I warned them this day was coming. I did a film in 2018 called Race War and told you this was coming.
Mm-hmm.
I did a specific segment where I said Donald Trump is going to end what Cristobal Colon or Christopher Columbus started.
Mm-hmm.
The bookend. This is the end of their society, and they know it. We all can do all the talking we want to about how horrible they act, putting horns on their heads and hooping and hollering like a bunch of monsters. We can do all that talking. Say that again.
I said climbing up them walls.
Yeah, yeah. Think of that.
Yeah, we're the monkeys.
Think of that. Think of what you saw. And Blue Lives Matter. Blue Lives Matter. And you killed one. Knocked him in his head with a fire extinguisher and killed him. Along with all the other people that were hurt. You made your Congress people, even your Republicans, you went through and said, hang Mike Pence. Pelosi, you're patriots? You believe in this country?
Right.
Are you serious?
Right.
So we all have it. And the guy said, I don't care if Trump's president or not. I just want to go to war.
Mm.
And the fact that there were so many police that were in the crowd, the fact that this was a plot from on top, that's how they got in. And as the days go on, we're going to find out exactly who was involved in this coup d'etat. This was a coup, an attempted coup. And what I find so interesting is the fact that they're up here talking about this is like a banana republic or a third world country. But don't they understand
that's how we
it was this type? This is how they acted when they invaded those places that made them third world countries or banana republics. They were doing just fine before Europeans came. So all that's happening is chickens have come home to roost. Family, get ready for the future. Get yourselves together. Keep your eye on them. I'm not saying, when I say, mind your business, I say, mind your business, but keep your eye on them. But
you
more
gotta
importantly,
get that side eye. You gotta develop that,
there we go.
Sneaky side eye.
You gotta be
that's it.
Be aware of your surroundings.
There we go. That's it. But do your thing. Do your thing. Develop yourself. This is the time
you can develop,
for us.
Right, exactly. Develop yourself so that by the time they come out, by the time they take their head out of there, you know what? We already doing something big. They don't even know that we becoming who we supposed to be because they so busy acting a fool that we becoming better than we were before.
You know.
Now is the time when we got to be better.
That's it. And we have had a military that has been at war for the longest period of time in American history. And what these individuals have to understand, these insurrectionists, is that, and I'm going to speak now not so much as an African-American, but just as an observer who has been in the military and who has been in security forces in terms of my experiences and what I understand. These insurrections, these bullhorned individuals do not have a chance against the organized military and security forces of the United States. They do not have a chance. So don't worry about them taking over this country. Because as you saw what they did when they got up in the Capitol, they didn't know what to do when they got in it. They didn't have a plan, and they don't have a plan. The only plan they have is the depth and the most perfect example of a heart that hates. And a heart that hates is emotional. And a heart that hates, that is emotional, makes mistakes in their decision-making factors. That's why I am not worried about what's eventually going to happen. Because there's going to be a couple of other things that happen too. Because remember, when the corporations came out against Trump, that's when the boy was in trouble. When the banks said they weren't going, that they were dissolving their relationship with the Trump organization, that's when the boy was in trouble. Because insurrection impacts the financial system of America and the world. Now they don't have time for him. As long as he was doing that stupid stuff, they went along. But now that now that he's taking these people off the edge and they all done going buck wild crazy, now he's got to go. Even Mitch McConnell said today that he wants him impeached. He ain't doing it because he believes it. He's as Donald Trump. In fact, the reason why Donald Trump is still here today is because of Moscow Mitch. So we understand this. We see this. All the rats are getting off the boat because it's sinking. We just have to understand African democracy.
Mm-hmm.
Africans have the most perfect democratic societies the world has ever known. And it was the coming of the European that broke Mansa Musa, was so rich, he just took a trip and broke the World Bank. We had a democratic democracy. We know how the people rule, because basically democracy means people rule. That's what the word means. Republic means public matters. In Greek, means public matters. In other words, the people's business is what Republican means. And so both of them are hypocrites because neither of them really believe in what they say. But your generation, yes, that's that. And I tell you, look the words up, you'll see it. People rule is what democracy means. And public matters is what, you know, re publica. Public. This is what it is. And
but aren't their views the opposite?
Say that again.
Republicans, Democrats, isn't that they're like the what you just said it means instead of what they stand for on paper, right? Wouldn't you say?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. No, they're hypocrites. They're hypocrites. Those two words from the Greek language. It's demo and kratos, K-R-A-T-O-S, kratos, demokratos. Ray.
See, that's why reading is
Polita.
Fundamental.
And just to understand etymology. This is why I say to the family, we got to study the science of it, the knowledge, to understand what we're dealing with. Because when you understand what you're dealing with, then you can understand it. I've studied African societies and the building of it from the Twa Mbuti to the Congo to Kemet to Kush to West Africa, Mali, Ghana, Songhai. Even the economy of the plantation. We had democracy amongst us as Africans on the plantation. We had our own form of government. Of course, it was not known, but we had our own form of government. We had our own judges. And when I say this, I don't mean like a formalized. I mean, if you had a dispute with somebody, there was somebody on the plantation you went to. You didn't go to the white man. You normally went to the elder that brought you all up to the side. Huh?
That still happens. It's different now because like we're losing it, but that's the same thing that happened in black communities.
Oh, absolutely. In fact, we still do it right now sometimes in our own family. You say, okay, we have to talk to grandpa about this.
Right. That's why when the matriarch or when the person that's significant to that family passes away, everybody goes crazy. Because they don't pass it.
Yep.
Nobody takes over once that person is gone.
That's right. But you see, it is that elder's responsibility to ensure that they groom somebody to take their place. It doesn't always happen, but it should. You groom people for the future. This is what good societies do. They educate the young to take their place, but better than them.
And their ego is not involved. That's the difference in white communities. Their ego is involved. What's that called? The beings of the sea, I always ask you.
What is that again?
Cronus? The beings of the sea.
Oh, the Cronus complex.
When you don't.
Cronus.
Yes.
Yeah, the Cronus complex. See, Zeus's father was Cronus. And Zeus wanted to be. See, this is how the Greeks think. This is how you know they don't know what they talk about, because Zeus really is a Tsar in the Assyrian drama. Achilles is Heru.
Yep.
Because remember, Zeus impregnated Hercules' mother, but Zeus was a god. And the mother was a human female.
That sounds like God and Jesus and Mary.
Well, that's exactly where they got the story from. That's where the Assyrian drama is the basis for those stories. Contaminated it. They made it nasty and dirty. And so Cronus.
And they had to make the girl 12 years old.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and Mary, too.
Yeah, that's Mary what I'm saying.
Too.
And Mary was 12.
Yeah, she wasn't even a teenager. So that tells you where their minds are. And Zeus wanted to be the god, and so he killed Cronus, his father, to make sure that he would be better than his father, and he would never let his son be better than him. That's why Zeus remained the god of the Greeks.
Is that where Cronies come from?
Cronus, yeah. Well, could be. Could be. But when you know the history, you make decisions in your life. And we have to make those decisions right now. We have to roll back our sleeves because we see the insane asylum. So it's time for us to dedicate ourselves to making this better.
Step aside.
And developing a society.
Step aside and better ourselves.
Say that again.
Step aside and better ourselves. This is not our fight.
Nah, they were doing that to each other when they were in the Ice Mountains 20,000 years ago. This is all they know, fight. Their whole history is based on fight.
but not fighting for a reason, like just fighting to fight. Most of them that were out there, they didn't even know why they were fighting.
That's right. The guy said, I don't care if Trump is president or not. All I want is war. That's all they know. That's all they've ever known.
Well, wait, that guy in race war, isn't that what he said?
Yes.
What did he say?
He said,
what was his name? Richard Spencer?
Richard, yes.
He said
it's not about morality. It's about winning.
Right. Yep.
He said morality is weakness. Imagine that. To be moral is to be weak. In other words, if you have a chance, if you want something from somebody and somebody has something you want, that it is all right for you to wait for them to turn their back, and you cold cop them. That's what we call cold cop, somebody that's unaware. And take it from them.
Sucker punch?
Yeah, sucker punch too. In my day, we call it cold cop.
You know what's funny is I just started watching Survivor on Netflix, and it really shows you how people think and everything that they'll do to win. The lie, steal, cheat, like do anything. They'll look in your face. There was one, I think, on season 28, and he was actually, ironically, he was a cop. He's a police officer for his job. And he lied on his badge.
He lied on
He lied on his deceased father. He lied on his wife and kids. Like, they were like, swear to me on your badge. And he would swear. He's like, this doesn't mean anything to me. Swear to me on your deceased father. They said swear to me. He said, I swear on my deceased father. And he did the exact opposite of what he said he was going to do. And he just sat there and said, This is part of the game. This is what I have to do to win. And guess what? He won.
Yep. That's how this country is run. And that's why we're not successful, because we still believe in morality. But we can't change. Like, unless we play that game, and that'll end up poisoning your insides. Like, we can't do what they do. It's impossible.
Well, that's
but that's not for us.
We're treated equally. Right.
But that's what I mean.
For us.
That's what I mean when I say that you have to, even an angel has to act devilish in hell.
Yep.
When you get up into heaven, you can get back to be angelic. But when you with devils, you have to understand, allow that to possess your heart.
But that's what's happening.
That's it. You have
We're
to understand
becoming them,
what
and
you,
that was a Killmonger. That's what Killmonger was.
Okay. That's
like,
right.
He became his
Put little man on the phone so that he could recite the words.
He is playing his new game that he he's playing WWE game that these two gentlemen
new game.
Tear their eyes away from.
Oh my goodness. No, but it's true though.
God.
It's true. Like that is just, you know, you have to be able to accept certain things that people who have given up their morality are easily, quote unquote, winning by eyesight. But in reality, when you look at the principles of Ma'at and just being able to live with yourself, see, when I say the people that you think have it all, they have the lowest, oftentimes the lowest morality. Because in order for you to be on top, in order for you to be successful, unfortunately, a lot of times you have to leave that at the door.
Yep.
And it's just so sad, because you have to sort of, if you want to be on top, if you want to make money, if you want to be quote unquote successful in these sort of career eyes, you have to do things that will sacrifice who you are as an individual. And trust me, there's plenty of people that seek counseling because they cannot even look at themselves in the mirror because of everything that they've had to do.
Mm-hmm. But you have to figure
so
out
what means
what,
more.
Like, yeah. Yep.
What means the world to you? Get that Nas song. What is it that makes you happy? What is it that, you know, gets you going? What is that? What is it that gives you peace of mind? You know, and you see a lot of these people, they'll have their money, but you can't take money with you when you pass.
Exactly.
What legacy are you leaving? Look what's happening with our 45th president. Look, he's going out, and there's nobody supporting him, yet everybody rallied around him. All these people voted for him, thinking that he was going to succeed, and look at what happened. And now everybody's turning their back. But guess what? That's the name of the game. When you no longer on top or in charge, you go bye-bye.
That's right. My mama said it's no honor amongst thieves.
Mm-hmm. And everybody wants to be with the winning team. There's a show that I watch on Netflix, and it's called The Originals, and it's a show about it's vampires and werewolves and witches. They're always switching sides because everybody says they want to be with who is winning at the moment. Nobody wants to be loyal and be dedicated to, you know, nobody wants to be loyal and dedicated to anyone. They just want to be part of the winning team. Nobody, that's why, you know, people that are not diehard basketball fans just go for who's winning in the moment. Nobody wants to be loyal anymore. Everybody wants to be. So when it looked like Trump was on top and everybody was following him, everybody wanted to support it. But now that every single entity in the United States and around the world has said, sir, you lost, walk away, like just quit. Don't even finish out your term, just quit. Nobody wants to support him because everybody has said, sir, you lost. So because he's a loser, nobody wants to support him anymore. Even people that were diehard, like Mitch McConnell, we were just talking about, Lindsey Graham, all of these people. And all of these people talked so much trash about him before, in the beginning. But once it looked like he was winning, everybody was supporting him, or supporting him, quote unquote. But the moment that you're not a winner, nobody wants to be with you anymore. And that's really, really sad. Like, nobody's loyal. To see loyalty and authenticity is such a beautiful thing, but nobody can do it because nobody wants to lose. Like, there's nothing wrong with losing. Like you said, you don't lose, you learn. But nobody wants to say, you know, nobody wants to admit that they were wrong. He's not even going to the inauguration because in his mind, like we say, his father is sitting in that Oval Office when nobody is there. The spirit of his father is telling him he's a piece of garbage and that he's a loser.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the voice he's been hearing his whole life. Even the same show that I watched, one of the main characters, his father was just, oh my, like just evil as evil can be. And there's an episode where he has to fight somebody else, the person that he raised from a child. It's a vampire show, so now the kid, once he turns a certain age, they're both the same age now, but he raised them from a child. And they're fighting each other, and the father is a spirit. But he is the reason why the guy is almost able to kill the other guy, because the voice of his father telling him he's a loser is provoking him to kill the other guy. Like the metaphors and the things, when you watch these things and you realize that these are shows, okay, these are entertainment, but the way that they make you think and the way that they make you see what's actually going on in the world is, like, it's so accurate. His father is the voice in his head can make him do things physically that a spirit in his head is telling him that he's not good enough, and he's reacting, and I'm talking about Donald Trump at this point, is making him react to the world just because he doesn't want to be viewed as a loser. And he's viewed even worse than if he would just admit, okay, I didn't win this, but maybe, you know, let me try to go and do something else. It's mind-boggling. Like when people don't realize how mental illness really affects everything that we do, and everybody has something inside of them that's mentally unstable. Every single human being in the world. And when we realize, like, nobody wants to acknowledge that they have it and work on it to make it better. Everybody's just piling trash. Like, they're piling garbage. And mm-hmm. all of this, I don't want to say the word, but okay, I'll just, they're piling shit on top of shit and making it even worse and spraying it with perfume and covering it with, like, but it's still there. And it's, we're not working on ourselves and making ourselves better people. We're just trying to cover up the things that make us not so great. And it ends up, it, like, the world is just falling apart.
But that's the importance, like Daddy was saying earlier, that's the importance of having these sort of conversations. Owning up.
Right,
because the look at the stages of change. You know, recognizing that there's something that you need to change. And then moving in the direction of being able to make that change. If you're still in that first stage of denial, you'll never make a change. You'll never become who your highest potential is, because you're just living in this land of denial. When you accept flaws and all, quote unquote flaws and all, there are things that people, not everybody is going to be amazing at what everything. But what you're amazing at is what you should pursue. So, you know, when you look at these individuals, you know, we've named them before, but when you look at individuals who are complete geniuses in their area, but yet the multiple intelligences, you know, they may be academically smart, but they're not street smart. They may be street smart, but not emotionally smart. They may be emotionally smart. You know, there are different intelligences. So we don't have to fight each other. We don't have to fuss at each other. We can just be the role that we're supposed to be. We can look the way that we're supposed to look. We're not all supposed to look exactly the same with the same wig on or the same hair color or the same colored eyes or, you know, wearing the same outfit or having the same body type. We're not supposed to be like that. We are supposed to be who we are and who we were born to be.
Right.
And it's okay. It's okay. That's what makes us unique. That's what makes us who we are. When you look at certain people, you're just like, I can't tell the difference between this person and that person. You know, it's about owning who you are, accepting who you are, understanding that you are uniquely who you are, and people will love you regardless of how you look, sound, what you say, what you do, professionally, what you do. Like, people will love you for who you are, but you have to love yourself first.
And in addition to that, there will always be someone that hates you. No matter how amazing you are,
absolutely,
there's going to be people that love you and people that hate you. So you got to love yourself, because there's going to be people that love you and hate you. So you might, if you know that you can guarantee at least one person to like you, which is yourself, nothing else matters.
Absolutely.
And only you can
That's
guarantee
all you
yourself.
Need. That's all you need. And,
all you need
and
to do is
self-love.
Like yourself.
Self-love is the best love that you could ever have, because other love is very subjective. You know, people can use it against you. People can, you know, they can take it away from you at a moment's notice. And, you know, but you have to have that will. That when Daddy used to tell us, when you come outside, you don't look for compliments because you already know you're looking good. Ain't no need for you to tell me I look good. I know I look good. You are just, you know, maybe
know.
The cherry on top.
Hey, step out
know.
On your A game. You know, the
That's
three
it.
Things that, as human beings, there are things that our inner spirits seek. Dr. Ray Hagins talks to us about it. He says acceptance, acknowledge, and approval. And lower senses, the lower spirit in the human seeks those three from other people, to be accepted, to be approved, and to be acknowledged by other people. But the higher spirit, a Saurian spirit, realizes that at first, the first step is self-acknowledgement, self-approval.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? That you accept yourself, you approve yourself, you acknowledge yourself. And in so doing, others will do the same. It's like yourself, and then others will respect you. And it goes back to the original.
You got to teach people how to treat you.
and well, you know, the thing is, yes, absolutely. And it's a lesson that you teach without having to teach it, because they watch
mm-hmm.
how you conduct yourself. You
mm-hmm.
know, they found that sisters, black women, who wear African garb or Muslim garb, are very rarely ever spoken to out of language.
Mm-hmm.
Because in the African mind, understanding the Nation of Islam, understanding Islam, understanding the way a lot of the sisters conduct themselves within the nation, they know, don't say nothing to that sister.
Mm-hmm.
Not only because she respects herself, but also because she got a group of people behind her that will check you in a minute.
That's right.
The men will make sure you never say that again, one way or another. But we all have to accept ourselves, approve ourselves, and acknowledge ourselves. And I honestly believe that those individuals that were at the Capitol the other day, put aside their culture, they suffer from inferiority and insecurity.
Mm-hmm.
And the more violent they become, the more afraid they are.
Mm-hmm.
And it's important to understand that's where they're coming from. They're not supreme.
You back a rat into a corner, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm. Hey,
yep.
You know what your grandmother said, never corner a rat and never trigger mm-hmm. an insane person. It's the only two
mm-hmm.
times a coward will attack you.
That's right.
They will attack you. And look at 45. He always attacks you whenever you say something about him, because he suffers from inferiority and insecurity. And his
yep.
father was the one that made it happen.
Mm.
And like you said earlier, I can imagine him in the White House. His father is appearing for him like
mm-hmm.
the
yep.
three ghosts in Scrooge.
Mm-hmm.
The father is coming into the White House and saying, Donald, you're a damn failure. You've been a failure
mm-hmm.
all your life. I told you, you would never amount to anything, and if you did amount to anything, you'd ruin it. Look at all the things
mm-hmm.
I did to help you, and you ruined everything. You ran the business into
yep.
the ground. You went bankrupt over and over again. Nobody trusts you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And this is what's happening to him in the White House now. And now that they cut him off Twitter, and they cut
yeah.
him off
oh,
Amazon.
Oh, Lord.
He
took his lifeline from him.
The two saddest languages, the two saddest words in the English language. Too late. Thought about this
right.
2 or 3 years ago.
Yep.
Too late. You made your money on him. But you also destroyed this country. All of them are guilty of it. All of them are guilty of it.
Mm-hmm.
All those that allowed him to do what he did, you're all guilty. You all share in this. And nobody's off the hook. But I'll
but
tell
they
you
have
this.
To live with that.
Yes, they do. And just like you have to live with your reputation, we all know you now.
Yep.
Lindsay,
mm-hmm.
you came out. You should have said that 2 years ago. You would have been a hero now.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Too late.
But you're starting to see people's integrity. You're starting to
see that
mm-hmm.
they'll do anything. You blow in a direction.
Or lack thereof.
Hey.
Lack thereof.
Mm-hmm.
That's ma'at, being a flower, a feather. And
mm-hmm.
ma'at is truth and justice. Honor, integrity, morality, order, arrangement. But most importantly, it's reciprocity.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes back to us not wanting to be like them, but living in their world and wondering, how
mm-hmm.
can we do this? Your grandmother used to call it righteous indignation.
Mm.
Righteous indignation to my mother was your right to do what you normally would not do in a case, but that for it to be righteous, you have to push the pendulum to the other side, as extreme as it may be, in order to balance it back in the middle. And righteous indignation is what goes around comes around. You shall reap what you sow. If I were to tell you right now, I have a rubber ball, and I'm going to throw it up against the wall, do I have to convince you that the ball is going to come back to me? No. The science tells you that the chemistry of a rubber ball and a wall, whatever you throw up against it, is going to bounce back at you. That is reciprocity. That's science. That's physics.
Mm-hmm.
And what these people have been doing over the past 400, 500 years to human beings around the world, and specifically, if we may speak of those here in the United States, chickens have come home to roost.
Mm-hmm.
And what Malcolm said back then is as applicable today as it was back then in the 60s when he spoke about the assassination of John F. Kennedy. Reciprocity is one of the laws of the cosmic universe. They have spewed out hate. They have hurt people in ways that is indescribable. From George Floyd crying out for his mother with a knee in his neck to the young children on the border who were ripped right off their mother's breast from suckling at the breast. That's how young they were. Pulling them away. They cried for their mama. Now mama is here. And she's taking care of her children. The earth is cleansing itself. And the cosmos is aligning itself. Remember, I don't know if we had a chance to talk about this, but a couple of weeks ago in December, the planets Jupiter and Saturn aligned. The last time that happened was when Mansa Abu Bakari II and Mansa Musa sat on the throne in Mali back in the 1300s.
Wow.
That's the last time those planets aligned like that.
Wow.
But not just that. Sirius rose on January 6th, and the three magi, the three stars of Orion's belt, were in alignment. Bob Marley said there's a natural mystic in the air. If you listen carefully, you will hear.
That was
Could be the first trumpet, might as well be the last. Many more will have to suffer. Many more will have to die. Don't ask me why, because there's a natural mystic in the air. If you listen carefully, family, you hear it. It's here. Mama has come home, and she's going to take care of this prodigal son. We just got to get ready.
Well, on that note,
should I play a song?
Right.
Hey.
You shall.
Is this the finale?
Oh.
I think it
should be.
Normally we play a song in the middle, but you know.
We've talked all night about this.
Well, it's been so long since we've been together, family. We have to chop it up like this. We have to go past the first song.
Right. Yeah. We have to start off the episode with that American Horror Story. And now we're gonna end it with something a little better than we started.
All
this
right.
How
we're
gonna end,
you
know,
point,
one of my
so
favorite
that's what's
people.
Important.
Yes.
You made your
this
point,
is,
so that's what's
is,
important. And
yeah,
and as
exactly.
we go out, if I may just wish all of us in 2021, the first year of the third decade of the 21st century, I wish you happy new you. I wanna let you know how much I love you, respect you, and honor you. And I pray that you go deep within yourself and pull out the very best of who you are and be able to find that divine fire so that you can do in your life what you were born to do and don't let anything distract you from what it is that you have to do.
There we go. And on that note, this is the perfect
Hotel
song
fam.
To play.
That's
Hotel.
Right.
We in this.
We moving.
Everybody
in 2 weeks.
That's right.
Hotep.
We go to Arrowhead now for Lift Every Voice and Sing as it's played in the stadium.
the dawn of the 20th century, America was a country full of promise and hope for many. Black Americans faced a different reality, a nation separate and unequal. Yet their hope persisted. Pained by inequality, but inspired by resilience, writer and civil rights activist James Weldon Johnson put pen to paper. His words would become a unifying call, a hope for a brighter tomorrow, a timeless exhortation to lift every voice and sing.
Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with the harmony of liberty. Let our
forces that want to take us back to another place. We don't want to go back. We want to go forward.